Hello, everyone. I doubt people are listening to this, but I don't really care. So, I just wanted to catch up. So, my most recent podcast was in April, and it is August, and I haven't posted anything since. And the topic of that podcast was emotional healing and life updates. And ignoring the life updates, but the emotional healing, it is still going on. I'm still teaching myself to accept what is and not create false scenarios in my head. Because I know that they're not real, and I know that they won't ever happen, because I'm not going to let them happen. And it's helped with, you know, stopping myself from having those kinds of thoughts. But sometimes they will creep in. Sometimes I will let my mind wander to the point beyond not recognition, but like coming back easily. Like it'll take me a minute and I have to like breathe and stuff. Sometimes I just think too much and I dig myself into this big hole and I let myself slip into false realities and what ifs. And I shouldn't even say false reality because it's not a reality. False, I don't know the word, but I think you would understand what I'm trying to say. So, it's not... Life since then, I'm not going to try and update every single thing that's ever happened to me and every person I've met and every situationship I've been in. In every single issue I've encountered, blah, 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 you get the gist. I'm not gonna go into depth with everything that happened since that day I posted. But, I'm so going to talk to myself right now. Because I think it's really important to talk. Because when you're thinking, you just think and think and think. And nothing matters because it's all in your head. No one's hearing these thoughts. But when it's being said out loud and it's, like, being vocalized, someone is on the receiving end of this, and it is myself, so I can really process everything when I say something out loud and that I've been thinking of. Is it true? Is it painful to come to reconcile with? Is it a really, really hard truth? Because the truth hurts. Like, the truth hurts. The truth that every friendship that you think is going to be a solid rock forever may not be a friendship that's a solid rock forever. Because anything can happen. Literally anything can happen. I don't want to go into four examples because I have this example in my head that I just want to talk about, but I'm not going to. Because it is unhealthy venting. I've vented everything possible about this person. So I'm not even going to give their name power. Because it just doesn't benefit me. But what something I've been really, really working on is being a better person. And I think TikTok and social media apps make it so easy to pick out every flaw in ourselves and other people. Like, it is so easy to cyberbully now because you can completely create this false person and an entire other personality and say anything you want and get away with it. There's not a single repercussion online when no one knows who you are because a person you see walking down the street could literally be one of those troll pages that make racist comments or, you know, like things like that. Like anyone can be anything and you will literally never ever know because no one's going to admit to anything. And I'm not innocent of that either. I've had times where I've wanted to go out of my way and make a nasty comment on someone I don't even know. I'm someone who is innocent, who has never done a single thing to me. I think of a flaw that I could find and point it out and make fun of it. And sometimes if the post that it's under is real rude and it's like just like horrible, then that's justified. I completely condone being a horrible person to horrible people. Even though it may not make you feel good, I think that that when someone makes it everyone's business that they're just not a decent human being, then it is everyone else's business to show how that feels. I hope this is making sense. I just think that being online is so just different than being in real life, because if I had, like, if the comment I wanted to make on someone, say someone made a video, the most innocent video, like they're not being mean to anyone or being anything horrible, you get the point, and they have bad acne or something like that, and I want to make a nasty comment or compare them to something, like, I would never say it, obviously, because literally I struggle with acne as well. But imagine if I just commented pimple face. Like, someone would do that, no matter what. There will, in a sea of positivity, there will always be one, like, really, really nasty comment. And I'm not going to let myself be that one nasty comment, because the guilt is incomparable to probably what that person is feeling, because that person can get over it and take the power from what someone has said about them back. But then the person who has said something literally probably won't ever remember it, or they will, or it'll be in the back of their mind all the time, and then it'll be brought up or something. Because who knows what people are seeing? Your best friend could be seeing the comments that you made and not even telling you, or making it known that, hey, I fucking found your account and you're a piece of shit. Like that. Sorry for the cussing. I don't know. This is so therapeutic, because this is just stuff I want to talk about and no one wants to talk to me about it. Speaking of no one wanting to do anything, I have two friends that I seek hanging out with. And I think that having literally no friends is so much more peaceful than having maybe 1,000, because I don't remember the last time I've ever gone to a party, and I do. It was about a couple weeks ago, but it was like a grad party, and I saw a ton of seniors just taking shots and binge drinking. Like, it was insane how weird it was, and I didn't like that. And I'm like, if I stayed friends with the friends that I used to be, I would be at that grad party. Not that exact grad party, but, like, I would be doing that same thing in 3 years, and I don't want that. I don't want to be out partying. It's weird, because I know a lot of teenagers have this yearning to go out and get wasted every single night and not remember anything, but I think not remembering anything, like, that's just such a small thing about it. That is so eerie and uncomfortable, not remembering a single thing that happened the night before. Because every single day I wake up and I could recall every single thing, almost every single thing, that I did the day before. And then some people don't. Like, it's like, how are you functioning? How are you not sulking and depressed and scared all the time? How are you not facing heightened anxiety all the time? It really makes you think, like, are people struggling this much that they resort to making themselves not know a single thing about their life? And, like, I saw this TikTok of this girl at my school, and she was like, when the teachers ask how your summer was, and it was like to that Katy Perry song, and it was like, it's a blacked out blur, but I'm pretty sure it ruled. Like, they're alluding to being drunk so much or being high so much that you can't remember any of it. Like, that isn't fun. Like, I know so many people whose dream summer is to just never, ever, ever be sober and just be drunk all the time. and they have bottles of liquor under their bed. And I think that the friendships I left are so, so important, because I would be in that same boat. I would be being peer pressured to do that. It would be like almost second nature to get up and go drink. I feel like I would be really, really deep in another addiction. Not another addiction, but like, you feel what I'm saying? Like, I think I would just be so wrapped up in the idea that I have to be drinking and smoking and vaping to be so cool, and you don't. Because I consider myself so cool. I literally love my family, and I have just good friends overall, and I'm not always intoxicated and just out of my mind. Like, I don't know. You get what I'm saying. I am grateful that I'm not wrapped up in drugs and sex and violence and all of these things that are so deemed cool nowadays. Like where did the anti-smoking stuff go? Like, I remember being physically repulsed by people who smoke. I remember holding my breath as I walked by a smoker with a cigarette. And it's affected me too, because now I don't. Like, now I look at it and I'm like, it's a cigarette. And I used to be like, oh my God, it's a cigarette? Because I have this memory of me walking out of a restaurant with my aunt, and this guy was smoking, like, on the side. I was like a worker or whatever. Like, do you, King? But I remember holding my breath walking by, and now I just see people just blowing smoke out of plastic bright colored things as I walk down the street. And I, like, when did we get, like, where did everything go? Like, where did all of this anti-cigarette stuff go? Why is this now not being implemented into the Juul stuff? I don't know. I think a lot of teenagers resort to that kind of stuff because they have no other way of expressing anything. And it is really just, it's like, oh, it doesn't kill you, it doesn't really do anything. It does. Because before it kills your physical self, it starts to kill your spiritual self. And it makes you so dead. Like, you're like being programmed by the smoke. Like, it's like, have you seen, now I understand those ads, I used to be really creeped out by them, where it would be like, their lips were USB plug thing, like the brick, the port part of a brick iPhone charger or whatever, and then they would just like insert something into it. I'm like, this is what it is now, because I know people will literally go insane without a drug, or will literally, oh my God, I used to have a friend who FaceTimed me scavenging her whole house trying to find money for drugs. Like, oh my God, are you letting it get that bad? And then it's like, oh yeah, I'm a teenager, I can quit anytime I want because it's so easy. No, it's not. Because every single time you take a hit, you fall deeper and deeper and deeper. It's like digging, it's like you stand in a hole, and every single time you take a puff of that cigarette, it makes you like a half inch deeper. And after maybe 100 hits, it doesn't seem like much, but 1,000 hits later, 100,000 hits later, because guarantee people have hit 100,000 things at, like, at most at some sort of time. Like, they do it so monotonously and so brainlessly. Like, I don't mean brainlessly, but like they do it without knowing, and they just inhale everything. Like, oh my God, how do you have money? I have this one friend who I don't hang out with as much for that reason, because it's just a constant, I need drugs, do you have nicotine? Like, no, why would you ask me that? Like, why? What makes you think I have that kind of stuff? And I guess I think people ask that because it is so normal to walk down the hallway and see someone with, like, a vape sticking out of their pocket. Because I remember at the end of the year last year in school, I was walking down the hallway not to, I walked down the hallway, I walked into the bathroom, and there were, like, four guys in the front of the bathroom, all with a hide, and the moment I walked in, they all put it away. I'm like, I don't care. Like, I'm not gonna go out of my way to telling you, but, like, you're not cool. Like, I don't look at you any of like, oh my god, I want that. Oh my god, I want to be them. No, I don't. I would die if I were you, because it isn't funny, or fun, or cool, or anything. It's embarrassing that you're going out of your way during your education time, that you're taking for granted, to go smoke. Like, what? Like, what? When did we let this happen? And I'm physically repulsed by it. Like, I have this friend who's like, oh my god, I want to vape. I'm like, okay. Okay. Go do it then. Because I'm not going to tell you not to. It's none of my business. I would tell them not to. Like, no, it's not worth it. I know a lot of people who are, like, real affected by it and stuff. And like, oh, but it's so cool. I miss getting buzz. And I'm like, from that senior's vape that you hid in the hallway one day? Like, it's not cool. Also, especially, like, right now. Like, we have an autoimmune respiratory disease going around. A pandemic about respiratory. And we are inhaling anything but oxygen right now. And we're sharing these from... We're giving, like, we're literally sharing each other's germs from our mouth on vapes that ruin our lungs. Like, first of all, you're going to inhale a germ, and you're not going to inhale it. You're going to weakly breathe it in because of the amount of smoke in your lungs. Like, oh my god, I'm going on a tangent about smoking. Oh my god. Okay. Another thing, I'm going to completely change the topic because I just got all that out. Like, I don't. Okay. What else have I been really, really wrapped up about? I guess it could be, what I do during my day. So, mostly my day consists of just doing everything I usually do, but I love doing it just, like, under my blanket. Like, it is so comforting. And it's kind of, kind of the sophisticated way of saying I lay in bed all day. And I do. I'm not going to deny that. But I think it's because it's summer. And I have no responsibility except babysitting, which is 2 hours a day, and it's fun, so I like doing that. But during the school year, I'm not going to be able to sit in my bed all day, because I'm going to be babysitting still. I'm going to have so much homework and projects to do. I'm going to never be able to hang out with friends. I'm going to probably be doing a school play. And then I'll be at school for 6 hours a day, like... I don't have time to sit around, and so I'm trying to soak up every last bit of it I get, because I know I'm going to miss it. And I know on the weekends that I can do that, but I also definitely cannot, because if there's a day where I'm free, it's obviously going to be going to spending it with my friend that I'm never going to be able to hang out with. Last year was really, really weird, because I don't remember how many times I would hang out with people. I really don't remember hanging out with people a lot. The most thought of how hang on I've ever had was Halloween. And it's like, I've hung out with so many people, but when did I do all that? Like, after school some days? It's hard to grasp that I hung out so much with people, and I've hung out with my best friends maybe 3 times this summer. And last summer, I was with people consecutively for like 5 days. 5 days. I was with people. Where did that go? It is so draining. It is so draining. I just want to run into my room and just lay on my bed. And I think that's a real, real big product of a pandemic. Because for 4 months in 2020, I didn't do anything. I didn't have responsibilities. I didn't have any way to hang out with people. I could not hang out with people. I didn't have to do schoolwork. I mean, I did, but I didn't, because it didn't matter anyways. Nothing would ever matter that year, so that wasn't an issue. I didn't have to worry about my schoolwork. I didn't have a responsibility, and so it gave me the freedom to do nothing all day long. I didn't have to get out of bed. I could have spent all that time working on myself, but I didn't. And I'm not ashamed to say that, because I bet 3/4 of the population did the exact same thing as me. And it takes a lot of willpower to make, like, to want to get up and get out of bed when you don't have to. Like, when the whole world is shut down, I wouldn't want to get up. I bet trained professional athletes didn't want to get out of bed, and they didn't have to, and they didn't. And maybe they lost their spark, I don't know. But I know I sure did with hanging out with people, because I loved it. And then for some reason, that summer, I hung out with so many people. I don't know if I did that out of, for no reason, because I chose to hang out with those people. So it's like I had a reason to, and I obviously enjoyed their company. But looking back at it, if I had hung, I have maybe 4 second thoughts about hanging out with people sometimes. Like, oh, it'll be fun. No, it won't. I'm gonna have, it's like the angels devil on your shoulder. Like, oh, you'll have fun. And you always have fun. Like, I do. And that's the truth. Oh, but I could just be alone. I could do everything I'm doing with them alone. Yeah, you could. But why would you want to when you don't have to? And it's real, it's food for thought, because where did everything go? And it's not like me hanging out with people every single day was 2 years ago when it wasn't a quarantine, but it was 1 year ago when it was. And so that summer I did so much, this summer I've done so little. I've seen my family more than I've seen my friends. I have seen my ceiling more than I have seen my friends, which I think is also normal, but it's like a analogy, I don't know. Yeah. That's a wild ride to think about. I haven't really taken the time to think about how little I've done stuff with people. And I think it's getting, okay, I think all of the times, I don't think, I know, the amount of, I didn't do anything when I was hanging out with these people. I would lay in bed and laugh and scroll on TikTok and talk about people. And thinking back, that is the most boring, painful, draining, exhausting thing I could ever want to do. To do the stuff that I do at night when I'm rewinding or when I have nothing to do all day. Why would I want to do that with a friend? And I had this kind of situation today. I was going to hang out with someone I haven't seen in so long. And I was like, why don't you, like, see if we can think of something to do, because my mom could take us somewhere, because we're only 15, we don't have cars or a driver's license or anything. And she's like, I shouldn't say she, well, yeah, it's a girl, okay, whatever, I was going to keep their identity private, but it's a girl. So she was like, I don't have money, and your mom won't pay for them. I'm like, well, yeah, my mom's not going to pay for every single thing I ever want to do. So I don't suspect why you would assume that she would want to pay for my friend when my friend also has a parent who can provide for them. Like, I don't know. It's not my business if they obviously can't get money. Whatever. It doesn't matter. I was like, oh, okay, well, that's fine. We can, like, ride our bikes downtown. I have, like, I have enough money to buy you a drink or something. Not, like, an alcohol drink, but, like, a slushy or something. And, like, we can just do that. Like, it's fine. And she says no. I'm like, okay, well, what do you want to do then? And then she's like, I don't know, I'd love to just sit around. I'm like, are you being sarcastic? Because that's so boring. Like, I want to do something. I sit around cooped up in my bed all day long for weeks straight. I don't understand why you would want to do that when you're having your friend over, because I know for a fact you do the exact same thing. So why would you want to do that with your best friend? And so we ended up not hanging out, and I haven't answered them, because I'm still real caught up in it. I'm like, but then I was like, well, what do you want to do then? Because you've said no to everything I've said. And she's like, you only said two things, and I said no to both of them. And I'm like, so what do you want to do? And she's like, stay home. I'm like, okay, so I'm done having this conversation. I'm going to take the rest of this day for myself. Because I was so excited to do something, and you fucking ruined it. And so, and I mean, I don't really want to place a lot of blame on that, but she didn't ruin my day. But it really made it really awkward for the rest of the day, because I was like, I could be doing something right now. with my friend, who I haven't seen in a month, but now. And it's not a bad thing to sit around with your friends sometimes, because that's company and it's better than doing it alone. But I don't, it's not enjoyable anymore, because that's the only thing we've ever done when we hang out. We don't do anything. She doesn't like to go anywhere, and I love doing things. And so I don't know if that's a compatibility issue. And maybe, and she would be the person I would go to if I want to sit around and hang out with someone. But I wanted to do something, and we never do anything. I'm like, well, this could be fun. We could do something and get out of the house for a change. And it didn't happen, and I don't know why. And so that's why I chose to stay, not stay away, but I chose to back off for the rest of the day. Not because I'm being sour or petty or annoyed or mad or angry. Well, I am angry. I'm not angry at her. I'm angry at what, at the situation that just happened between us. And I don't want that dread from what just happened to like disperse into my conversation, because if I would talk to her, the notes of annoyance and like sourness would just brush off to our conversation. I don't want that. I am very conscious about other people, and I don't want to talk to someone if I know that I'm going to be weird about it. And so I'm not going to talk. I haven't spoken to her in a while, and I don't care. And I assume she doesn't either. But it is for the sake of us. And I don't want to end up getting in a real big fight over us not hanging out one day because a plan fell through. Which is fine, and it's normal for a plan to fall through, but it's not like we see each other every day. And so I was excited because I wanted to do something with her for the first time in a really long time. And I'm not going to say it didn't happen, because that's kind of letting the disrespect, I air quote that, because her not wanting to go do something isn't directly disrespecting me, but I think it's just doing it because she doesn't want to do something, and that's fine. But it brushed off to me as if it was like, whatever you're doing isn't fun and I want to be alone now. Like, okay. Like, okay. I'm just going to let that be. I'm going to let everything simmer down because I am aggravated. I don't know about you, and I'm not going to say that because we're obviously aggravated right now. No, we're not obviously anything because I'm not speaking to you at the moment. And so I am not obviously aggravated, but I am aggravated, and I am choosing not to engage right now. Not out of pettiness, not out of revenge. I don't want to actively engage in a conversation where I feel right reminded of what just happened, because I'm not going to jump right in when someone is being mean to me, acting like everything is okay. I don't want to do that. I really, really, really value my time. And I really, really, really value mutual respect with people. And so if I'm not feeling that, I'm going to lay low for a bit. Sorry, not sorry. I'm not going to keep letting myself get hurt. And so I think I really, really did make the right decision not to talk for a bit. And it's not out of pettiness. Again, I'm going to say that again. I'm going to keep reiterating it because I need to tell myself that. I am not mad. I'm just, like, bleh. That really wasn't an ideal situation that just went down. Oh, well, I'm going to move on, but not immediately because it still hurt my feelings kind of situation. She doesn't really like to communicate. Which is, like, kind of weird, because how are you going to have a friendship if you don't like to communicate? But communicate about issues that we're having. And it's kind of like she just doesn't answer for hours when an issue is brought up. And it's like, do you not want them to be resolved? Or do you just ignore it because you don't have anything to say? And I'm not trying to say, oh yeah, it's your fault, because it's your fault for this. Anywho, enough of that. I don't know what I'm going to say, because it's Snapchat, and I hate Snapchat with every single atom inside of me, but it's really the only way I could communicate with people, and I could always iMessage them, but I don't want to, because I just have this real weird paranoia about iMessage a lot, but it's, I don't need to, Snapchat you, I don't really send you a photo of my face while I'm really not trying to be seen. Like, it's, the concept of Snapchat is so weird. Oh, excuse me, I just put my computer away and laid down in bed. Stretch. Okay.
Oh, I'm tired.
Anyhow. Sorry for that awkward silence. I don't really like that.
I'm getting situated.
What was I saying? What was I saying? I don't like Snapchat. This idea of Snapchat, like, sending photos of my face every single second. It's like, you're here with me, but I don't... But it's like a real saturated... picked out, cherry-picked kind of way you're looking at me. It's like, with a filter, and only the best angle, because when you're in real life, you're gonna see me from an angle where I'm laying down on my bed, and all of my chins are popping out, and my weight distribution is being weird. All of that kind of stuff. But when you're on Snapchat, it's like, the perfect photo, and it gives me a really, really weird sense of people, and so I like... don't know if I should delete it. It's a big dilemma I've been having, a constant thought. I could delete this app and be perfectly fine. Because number one, seeing everyone's stories make me feel weird. Not sad, but weird. Like, I don't want to be seeing that. And number two, the two people I talk to, I have their numbers. And so, nothing... And I don't like sending photos of myself. So, I could just text you. I hate using Snapchat for that reason. And it aggravates me when the only thing I could do is send photos to this certain person.
Because,
one of my friends, we talk. Every single photo we send, there's text on it. And it's like, okay, it doesn't affect me because we're talking, at least. But I hate sending random photos, blank photos, photos of my scenery. Like, it's so painful. And it gives me a lot of anxiety, and I think that apps that give me anxiety should be limited and handled with caution, because if I'm actively knowing an app is, you know what, I want to delete it so bad. Ah! What was that? Anyway, I really think I should delete it. I think it would be the best choice for me, because... I don't know. It's just so chaotic on that app. It reminds me every single time I open it of what I look like. And I don't need to be reminded of that every single second. And who I'm not talking to. And who I am talking to. And all that kind of stuff. The single thing that's holding me back is that fucking streak thing. Because I have a streak of 900 days. And I don't want to lose that. And it's still, like, childish to keep a streak, but it's with my best friend, and I don't want that gone. And so, I don't know. It's gonna take some getting used to not opening that up, because I notice every morning, I open every app but Snapchat for, like, 2 hours after I wake up, and it's like, I open TikTok, and then I open Instagram, and then I open iMessage, and then Twitter. And then I would usually open Snapchat first thing when I wake up, answer everyone with an ugly morning photo, look at everyone's stories, post something. That was my routine. Now I don't do any of that, which is so weird. So, I don't know. It's a big, big risk to delete that app. But a number on a screen is so, 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 so uncomparable to mental health. It doesn't matter. I think it gives me this sense of you have to talk to this person every single day because you have the streak, and it's like, oh no, time is running out. Text them. Like, why would I force myself to do that? It's just really, really weird to me. Anywho, I think I'm gonna end this here and go to bed or something. I don't know. Maybe I'll go with lay with my dog for a bit. I want to rewind. And I love podcasting. This is fun. I want to do this a lot more. It's about 35 minutes in, so I'm gonna go. I will see everyone at the next time I post, which probably won't be until October or something. But oh wait, I think I might like take notes or something while I watch the new episode of like the premiere of my show, which comes out on Wednesday. Not my show, but my favorite show. In our family, we just call it the main show, so we watch our show. It's my mom's show, my dad's show, my brother's show, my show. Stuff like that. Anywho, I'm gonna do that. Alright? Okay, bye.